Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians 15 today, verses 5 through 8. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 5 through 8. Paul says in that he appeared, this is Jesus appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. We're going to stop and get our challenge from these verses today. And when he lists Cephas, that's Peter. As Paul begins to move toward dealing with those who teach no resurrection, that's what he's going to be dealing with here coming up in chapter 15. There were those who were saying there is no resurrection of the dead. We're going to deal with that in the days to come. As he starts to move in that direction, he lists all those who saw Jesus after he was risen from the dead, that Jesus died. In verse 4, he was buried, he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture, and he appeared to Peter, then to the 12 apostles, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most likely on that mountain in Galilee, because he had told them to meet him there. And some of them, he goes, if you want to check with them, they're still alive. They're witnesses. They saw him. Though some have died, they've fallen asleep. He then appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. By the way, this James is his half-brother, if you will, through his father and mother making James the brother of Jesus. And then he says, last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. If you know Paul's story, Paul actually met Jesus face to face when Jesus came and met him on the road to Damascus. And then Paul ended up in the desert of Arabia for a few years as Jesus taught him face to face. And that's why a lot of the things that Paul writes, he says, I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. But let me just encourage you with this. The resurrection of Jesus is one of the most provable events in the history of the world. I actually met a young man recently who wasn't a believer, but he actually was really interested in history. And so the Spirit of God had me give him a challenge. I said, if you like history, I said, this will be a fun little project for you. He said, what's that? I said, go see if Jesus really did rise from the dead. Because it's one of the most provable events in history, and everybody talks about it, but very few people believe it. If you love history, go do some research. Go do some digging. Is it provable that Jesus rose from the dead? And not only will you find that it's very, very provable, for those of us who are believers, the most important reason is not that it's provable. The most important reason is it's according to the scriptures. The scriptures said that he would rise from the dead. In Isaiah 53, it talks about how God would put him to death, but then he would then come back to life and see his offspring, prolong his days. In 2 Peter chapter 1, listen to verses 16 through 21. 2 Peter 1, verses 16 through 21. Peter himself, remember Jesus appeared to Peter. He says, for we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, and we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you'll do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The scriptures were inspired by God, breathed by God. They didn't come from the men that God used to write the book, but at the same time, the Spirit of God had them write. And the scriptures are the word of God, and it is believable. And Peter says, look, we didn't follow cleverly devised myths. Paul himself in Galatians chapter 1 says, what I received, I didn't receive from man. What I'm sharing with you, it wasn't because I went to a course and this guy taught me what he knew. I learned it from Jesus. And Peter says, we saw him ourselves when he was transfigured on that mountain. And we heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And the scriptures themselves are the word of God. Folks, I hope you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. As we're going to move in the next few days with Paul's dealing with those who are saying there was no resurrection, there is no resurrection. Believe that there is. And there's a resurrection to life for the believers in Jesus, and there's a resurrection to death for the unbelievers. And Jesus himself rose from the dead. We look forward to sharing some more tomorrow. Hope to see you then.